Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
So we're talking about walking in the Spirit. You know, I was amazed while looking at the noun word, because I truly did not remember that this month is, I wrote about walking with the Spirit. How did I write it there? Walk with the Spirit. So I was so amazed when I heard that this month's noun word is walk in the Spirit. I had to carry my iPad to check firstly if that was really what I wrote in this month. And the Spirit is what? You know, one time I saw, was it Sister Betty? She posted how that on the same Sunday at the previous year, I taught on a topic called consecration. And the next year, at that same season, or the same date, or the same Sunday, I was talking about consecration again. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Spirit of God is very, how do I put it now? Yes, whatever beautiful word we can use. Organize. Are we together? Very organized. That simply means he wants to emphasize what he was talking about. The Bible says when you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Are you here? He said if you walk in the Spirit, and I said in the first service, that your identity is in the Spirit. Your identity, Kenyon of blessed memory, speaks about the hidden man of the heart, the true man of the heart. The true you is a spirit being that has a soul and lives in a body. Let's say it together, want to go. The true me, want to go. The true me is a spirit being that has a soul and lives in a body. Let's say again, want to go. The true me is a spirit being that has a soul and lives in a body. Very important, don't forget that. The true you is a spirit. And by the word, it is getting clearer day by day, moments by moment, who you are, how powerful, how wonderful, how much spiritual you are. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? As you read the word, you see your potentials as a spirit being. You see who you are as a spirit being. Alright, I've told you severally, it's not just a call to the supernatural realm, it's a call to the highest place in the supernatural realm. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's a call to what? The highest place. How many of you truly want to serve God in this place? Lift your hands. Sometimes the flesh will seem to want to have a stronger place in your life than the Spirit. But I tell you the truth, the only way is not by wishing and saying, Lord, I want to be spiritual, I want to serve you, I want to leave that wrong habit. Is to pay attention and listen. That's why Satan will fight you even in services like this. If you learn to listen, faith cometh by hearing. On your own, you cannot do anything. You can't create a desire and say, Lord, I want to start serving you. Let this happen. You see, what happens is that when you give yourself to the word, when you stay under the influence of the word, when you begin to hear the true word of the Spirit consistently, the Holy Ghost will work a desire to do the will of God on your inside. You just have to be hearing. Because on your own, you can do nothing. You may desire to want to live right. You don't have the power to live right as a human being. So what you need to do to walk in the capacity of your spirit, in the reality of your spirit, or yourself in the spirit, is to listen. Because God is at work in us both to what? And what? When you listen, something begins to change on your inside. Just be listening. And that's why you should learn to avoid all forms of distraction during the teachings. This is why Satan fights your own coming to church. Because if you are not careful, you think you are a Christian and all you are doing is like what the children of Israel did in Egypt. You are just eating bread, looking for bread. What is making you angry is bread and water. When there's no food, you are angry with God. When there's water, you are happy with God. That funny Christianity, you are still a babe, child in the things of God. Your best moment is when you had 50 million in your account. When suddenly you had, then God is faithful. when it was not there, he was not faithful. And God will always ask Moses a question: was I not the one that parted the Red Sea for these people? Was I not the one that did this for them? Was I, when Sapphire and Bider, was I not the one that made them not to die under the influence? All those things were not miracles to them. They escaped accident, it was not a miracle. You slept and woke up. You were inflicted with a certain disease and suddenly the power of God came and helped you. It was not a testimony. God is learning your character. He's learning. He's seeing how small you are. It's only when money comes that he says, celebrate God, celebrate grace. What is controlling you now is your stomach. And that's why they were small before God. And that's why God didn't see that they were fit to enter into the promised land. Their generation were all wiped out. Another generation came and entered. I get what I'm trying to say. So some people are Christians like that. They are just looking for something from God, looking for something from God. They don't have stature. They don't understand kingdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They don't have stature. You see, the way every Christian is supposed to be, all right, is like his pastor. He's like a pastor. Let me put it like that. And the pastor is not the standard. Who is the standard? Christ Jesus. But what I'm trying to say is that every Christian should be anointed, even as their pastor is anointed. Because a pastor does not have a different kind of look in the realm of the spirit. Even a pastor is supposed to look like Jesus. And if every Christian and their pastors are supposed to look like Jesus, that means the pastor, in trying to become like Jesus as a pastor and training you to become like Jesus, will all arrive at a certain destination, the same destination. That you are anointed as Jesus is anointed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that you can solve problems yourself. You can be in any place and God can use you for any mighty work. In any location, God can use you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? At any point, God can use you. You are just in your lecture hall and God can just use you to speak to somebody. The person is going through, I mean, do you know people are contemplating suicide? Do you know it's happening? I haven't saw recently that a pastor killed himself. I was amazed when I saw the story. I didn't want to tell you the story. I was just amazed. And of course, I've heard different stories. There's a guy in Enugu State, in Suka. I heard one that he killed himself. They went and discovered him in the hostel. He wrote that he was tired. You know, sometimes you ask yourself questions. When I was growing up, I used to do some wonderful things. I remember when I lost someone around me, I went home and I was crying. The person was not really close to me, but I was crying because I told the Lord, I said, if I was aware, if I knew who I was, and if I was serious, that person should have not died. I registered something in the realm of the spirit. I'm trying to tell you the real truth. Before somebody else, there was a woman who was sick far. She was in the O2 quarters. They call it RSN quarters, sorry, behind O2 quarters. She was attending our local church, an Orthodox church in the barracks. She started getting terribly sick. I did not know. I didn't know for weeks, but I had a burden to pray for her. So I began to pray for her for over a week. And to my greatest surprise, when I was going around the area, and I was concerned, I said, how about that woman? How is she? He said, we're coming to greet her because she was admitted, she just recovered. And I was like, is this how God really wants to work with us? Hallelujah to Jesus. Let me tell you one thing that even made me so surprised one time. I was praying in the spirit and I saw myself praying for prisoners in China. When I say sometimes I used to feel odd. My eyes were open. I saw some people in prison in China. I had to start doing research. What happens in China? Do people? I found that Christians are actually getting persecuted in major part of that world, Asian world. There, they put them in prison. Some of them are in prison for a long time till now, and they are still there from a young age. Some of them. So I even was reading one, hearing a man of God who said when he goes there from America to visit Christians in China in prison, he said one of the times he found out that they know the Bible offered, almost offered. And he was wondering, how did the person know the Bible almost offered? Almost every part of scripture they know. And the person said they don't allow them to read the Bible, so they had to cram it. And he was so shocked. You are in the luxury of your house. You can choose when to somebody, because of a situation, has almost crammed the Bible. also shock. Hallelujah to Jesus. We spoke about Philip in the first service. The Spirit of God led him to go and stand at a position. A man was coming. They call him an eunuch or something like that. He was a wealthy man coming with his entourage. And the Lord told Philip to ask the man what he was reading, what he was trying to inquire about. Reading the book of, is it Prophet of Isaiah or whatever. And he needed interpretation. Philip interpreted, the man received Jesus. Look at those positioning in the realm of the Spirit. That guy would have not received Jesus except Philip. You know, Philip, if there was no Philip, that guy would have not received Jesus. See, God is powerful, but he needs our partnership. I even get what I'm trying to say. And that's what the Bible says, we are partners together with Christ. Paul said that. Imagine you did not go and preach. You know, one of those days, somebody met me after church. They said, was it Lovett? I think it was Lovett. Was it last Sunday? Were you the one that met me after church? I said, the people you evangelized who came to church, I think you were the one. She was so excited that the people she spoke to, I should see that. I don't think we really were able to see them. But imagine those guys were thinking rubbish before that time. Now they are born again. You know what you do? You know the kind of party you throw in heaven? You stay in heaven. Bible said there's party in heaven over one soul. God can give every investment he has in the realm of the Spirit for just one soul. One soul. All. Talk less of you who are already in part of the kingdom. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why it is a joke to talk about somebody who wants to kill you. You are joking with God. You look down God. To sit down and say, somebody is planning to kill me. That's why I cannot sleep. What? Do you know who God is? Hallelujah to Jesus. It's a joke. Talk about money. It's even more important than talking about a demon somewhere that wants to kill you. Look, switch it to another topic. If you are looking for an irrelevant topic to come, just take money. Money is even more important than that. A billion times, isn't it? Else, talk about the glory realm. Talk about the stuffs you are made up of in the glory. I said, what if Adam never made a mistake? What would we be preaching in church? If Adam never disobeyed God, what would be the gospel? Huh? The gospel will have no connection with Satan. And listen, that's the gospel. The gospel has nothing to do with Satan. When we talk about Satan in the gospel, we're probably talking about him as a mere specimen. It's not a function. He cannot do anything. He has no ability. And that's why we don't emphasize it. We talk about the stuffs we are made up of in the glory. You want to be really caught up in the Spirit, you got to understand the truth of God's word. Is that worship in the Spirit is affirmed by truth. You worship God in the Spirit via truth. I affirm this revelation by the book of Philippians 2 that said, what is circumcision of God in Christ Jesus who worship God in the Spirit? Meaning Christ is our qualification to worshiping God in the Spirit. How much you look like Christ is how much you have become spiritual, or how much you have been affirmed a spirit person, or you've recognized how much you are a spirit person to worship God who is a spirit too. Worship cannot be done in the flesh. Do you understand what I'm trying to talk about? So the level of your revelation is a level of how effective you can be in worship. It's a level at which how effective you can be in worship, of course. If your revelation is limited, your worship will not be effective. It will be less effective like the revelation. So we can't say anything outside revelation and claim we are worshipping God in the Spirit or claim we are spiritual. It has to be revelatory. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of what? Where's the law of the Spirit of life? In Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. So Satan is not a function. No, he's not. No, he can never be. You know, last Tuesday I was prophesying and I spoke about someone who the family wants to do like a sacrifice. They're suggesting a sacrifice for them to be okay, and they're part of the, I think I was speaking with someone in church on Tuesday, if some of you can remember. I said use the sword of the Spirit, not sacrifice. they will try to push you into sacrifice, but use the sword of the Spirit, tosses, Lord. And I was referring how that the Lord is counting on her to use the word. Because to whom much is given, much is expected. Don't say that my brother is a man, let him be the one to use. You, while he's still learning, or while he has not finished learning, you be using the word of God. Be using it. God will not, is not looking for a man to win the battle. God is looking for one. He say, if I can find, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, if I can find one, I sought for a man that would, and he's not saying male. Is it a male or female? I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. If there's somebody to fill the gap, God is okay. And she affirmed, and the brother called and spoke to me that they actually have something like that going on. They are suggesting he should come and do something like that. And he has fixed the date. And what got me more disappointment was that it was a prophet that told him. I said, that's not a prophet of the living God. That's not. I went straight. I said, no, nothing like that should happen. God cannot speak outside his word. No. I have no fear. God never told anybody to go and do sacrifice. Not like it's a party. You just cook for them and kill chicken for them. I said, no. You don't know what you're doing. You can't sit and cook for the devil to eat with you. You want to appease demons with food? When they are done, they'll still do. In fact, you have opened up yourself. What the devil say, I want to kill you. You say, come. You don't say, please. You tell him, come. Come and kill. He will go back and arrange well and be thinking, why did he say I should come? But when you say, I beg, how do we settle this thing? They will even give you more condition. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I saw a video, a lion was rushing a dog. The dog stood and was more. The lion then got close and stopped. Anything that made this dog to stand, that thing should be powerful than me. Why is it? The lion rushed and stopped. I was looking at the dog and kindly went back. He didn't understand why a dog would stand. A little cat who is not even wild, domestic. What gave him the impetus? You, they've described Satan to you. The problem is how they describe Satan to us in Sunday school. They'll give him one big, this thing, fucking with it on his hand. They'll now put him bat, long ears like rat, like rabbit, with horns, with black face like cat, right? Then you now, they'll now put you with white clothes. You'll now stand like this. And that's why you are always scared of Satan. Always scared. I wish they painted the picture more. How that there are angels around you. Billion angels, you can't count them. You can never ever see their end. Many of them, some with machine guns. Some with AK-48s. Some with, do you understand, with sword, with different kind of sword. In fact, oh my God, I wish your eyes are open to see this. As I'm standing here, there was one time, and the devil is a very stupid being. Oh God. When I was praying to the Holy Ghost, and as I was praying, it was as if they opened the roof of my house, and it was as if they carried ice block air. You know, when you open your deep freezer, the air, it just opened and it just came upon me. And guess what the devil told me? He said, it's your AC. And when I turned, there was no AC around me. I said, the devil is such a bastard. He just wants you to believe that everything is ordinary. He is the one frontiering the frontier of the ideologies of these 80s. They call themselves free thinkers who thinks freely. They don't know that Satan is the one leading the way in their thinking. They say, when I discovered, you did not discover, you were led to think like that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds, which are ideologies seeming to raise themselves above the knowledge of God. You should have had the knowledge of God to be able to war. Because it is through the knowledge of God you subject what is not the knowledge of God. And that's why I'm weaponizing you right now. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So that you are in the spirit and you are not behaving like a Jew man in the spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Even though there are Jews there, you understand what I'm trying to explain to you. I mean, you get into the spirit behaving like you. This has been your environment. An angel appear, you say, are you sure you're an angel? But if you don't understand the word of God, you see an angel, you say, ah, angel. And they will tell you, don't worship me. Don't worship me. Don't worship me. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like they said in the book of Revelation. You know, I've heard preachers sometimes, they try to be emotional. They look themselves so less, and they say to themselves that you are no greater than an angel. You are actually commanding angels because you are in the name of Jesus. That is why when you speak, angels hearken to your word. But you are not bigger and greater than angels. I'm trying to look for the differentiation. What is if it's because you are in the name? Do we ever leave the name? Do we ever leave the name? In him we what? Breathe and what? Have our being. There's a new being. This, the person you are thinking is not greater, has died. When you are seeing yourself as somebody that will grow in Ikpayongu, who has said in the name of Jesus, be well, and the person, you will be thinking you are just privileged. You know, it's not because you are qualified. Listen, you are being qualified and accepted in the beloved. So now the privilege has been granted. You are in the glory. What you do now in the glory, you are not talking like somebody that is an outsider anymore. I say, I'm not greater. You are greater than angels. Because you have your new being is in Christ. You are a new creation. Oh my goodness. For as many as have believed in him, to them he has given the right to be called what? To which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand? But to the Son has he said. If he has said to the Son and you are a son, who is greater? Stop being emotional. Because you live in a one room, you think angels are in heaven, so they are bigger than you. The Bible says, although you are in the world, not of the world. That's what the Bible said. You're greater, a billion times greater. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A billion times greater. Listen, there's a certain understanding you touch. I'm not saying you know. I'm saying you touch. You know, you can know and not touch. You know it and have taught what you know. That it will be irritating to pray against Satan and demons. I tell you the truth. I can't remember when last I said, you devil. You devil? I can't remember when last I said, any spirit against me, spirit against me. The Lord taught me this. He said, if I am for you, who can be against you? So since I saw that scripture, I know there's nobody against me. Who goes anybody? Nobody can come against me. So if nobody can come against me, I should not set myself up by saying anything working against me. I'm setting myself up. A fool who doesn't speak is considered wise when he speaks. Satan sees how foolish you are when you make certain kind of prayers. Everything coming against my family, he now begins, the person thinks I can come against his family. I'm going to come against his family. If he kept quiet, he would have been scared. He was probably sitting on the fence until you started praying. Certain kinds of funny prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove this addiction. And he begins to get excited. You are making him happy. Remove an addiction. An addiction that has been removed billion years ago. You that is a partaker of his divine nature. The old nature has been done away with. You forgot. But because you have taken prayer as a religion, you want to pray, you are not even thinking about the word of God. You think prayer is different, revelation is different. Let's lift up our voices and pray. Amen, amen, amen. No. No. Listen, let's pray. You are thinking the word. Your heart is hovering around the word. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let's pray. You are just thinking the word. You are thinking about the glorious inheritance, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, you who believe. You are thinking about the things you are made up of. Oh, glory. You are hovering upon them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your spirit is hovering upon them. You begin to speak. Sometimes before you begin to speak, if you meditate upon it so much, you begin to feel the tangible presence of God. Do you understand? You're feeling so strong, then you begin to speak God's word. Oh, I know who I am. Libra handa bashakaba. You may speak a few English, then you burst into tongues. As long as your heart is on God's word, you will find yourself praying for so long. You are praying and speaking God's word. You are speaking God's word. You are speaking God's word. Are you listening? You are speaking His word. She's meditating. All through the first service, I saw her till the second service. She's doing Mara and Azor. I'm sure she has interfaced with an angel on the strength of much Marain. She has now Hazor. She has touched the reality. How many angels did you see? Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. When you understand this truth, not even service will you choke it. You know, some of you are very indisciplined Christians because you don't know the power of God's word. You don't know the power of His service. Now, as you sit like this, can you imagine you miss all of these things you heard today? But there are some Christians that we invite for Thanksgiving and bazaar, and you have a local church. How do you grow? Have you ever seen that MTN staff went for Airtel Thanksgiving? They should have said it's the same services we are rendering. So let's thank God. Abi, have you ever seen MTN staff and Airtel staff had a meeting? Joint Thanksgiving. Sir, my brothers and sisters, not the same thing we did too. Please, if you like, you know, sometimes we say some things that are not real. Yes, we're achieving the same goal. Are you listening to me? But we all have a specific assignment in your local church. Are you listening to me? Even if we're achieving the same goal, you do your assignment. So why are you not interested? I went for child dedication. Our neighbor's child had admission, so we went for Thanksgiving. Right until my cousin's sister brother, the one that lives in US, came back. We all had to travel for the Thanksgiving. It was a family reunion. And sometimes you can't say nothing because they are just baby Christians. You don't want to say anything that will hurt them. So you had a cell, you left your cell. He said every Saturday that God said, take this cell. Manage this cell for me. Then I say there's reunion, family reunion in Opoga, secondary school we went for. You now left the cell. It's a cell. You are your own. In fact, you have mine. You posted there is no cell this Saturday. Wow. Like He told heaven, don't come here. We are not doing anything. God, whatever we declare on earth is declared in heaven. You have mind. Some even don't hold the cell. The Lord led us to give themselves. They take His cell and manage. They slept on Saturday. Say, my body no carry me to do cell. My body no carry me to do cell. And they have prayer requests this year. God, give me house, job. You are joking with this God. Are you okay? I wish I can sit down and be blowing trumpet and talking to the world. Are you people? I'll be helping God ask. Are they mad, God? What is wrong with them? God is seeing something. He's saying, you do my work. You don't have time. You are telling Him to. Why is He even doing it for you? So that you will not have more time for Him. You know, when you grow in God, you know that something is not by prayer, it's by obedience. There's a way you pray. Do not tell you. You know, we have stayed for a while. We have tried several things. When we saw the one that worked, we would not be advising people don't do like that. You see, sometimes emphasizing obedience over some kind of things. Not because we are stupid. We have seen how God answered our prayers. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We know what matters to God. That's why some of us, the way we are trained, you can't tell us something or don't do it. We are used to obedience. We are used to it. We know God sees us when we disrespect spiritual authority. We know it. We know that. I mean, we know there are consequences. Is it when you disobey God when He speaks to you directly? That's how you have disobeyed Him when He speaks to you through your spiritual authority. There's no difference. Samuel said obedience to God is better than sacrifice. He spoke God's heart to the king and Israel. And he lost his crown for disobeying God through Samuel. In our days, we'll say the person is usurping authority as a pastor. Why will he talk like that? A member misbehaved and they talk. You know, some people have mind. I was telling a brother, I said, you see, many, some Christians are not wise. Sometimes you are lucky to meet genuine pastors. Pastors who truly walk in love. There are certain people you meet, and when you try something, before you talk about it, you would have died. It's not a joke. Imagine Elijah was your pastor. Elijah was your pastor, and you now want to leave the church, and you now destroy the department before you left the church. And you spoke against Elijah, and he's hearing it. And while he's preaching, the anger rose, because obviously Elijah had not finished dealing with his anger. And Elijah said, let bears come out from nowhere and eat you up. And imagine people are criticizing Elijah. In fact, Nigerians that I know will not criticize Elijah if the bear truly could come out. Say, so hear one thing, get one man. I cannot talk. It's when nothing happened, they will be talking. Nigerians that I know. Very, very wonderful people. Didn't you see when Odumeji declared somebody? Have you seen the kind of respect that they commanded? Who have you seen going online and saw the man again? That time you see idiot prophet, blah 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 blah. Then one lady insulted him. He said, "Except my name is not Odumeji, you will die." They went and begged him. The person still died. Come and jam respect. It's not like, I don't know what powers he used there, but I know it's not the power of the Holy Ghost and whatsoever. Now for me now, he can't kill me because I have power. But you that don't have anything on Facebook data, you bought 500 at 2.5 gig. I think it has increased now 1 gig, and we're privileged to be. I just said, idiot. Now let's take Elijah for your pastor. The pastor of GCMI, Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah Bako. And you do that kind of thing and you've died. Before you come and tell Elijah what you did is not right, you are actually somewhere already. Outside time, right, in eternity. Elijah will now say, well, actually, it was not right. I wouldn't kill again. But you have gone. So I said, I don't know why Christians, some of them, I will not say Christians, some people that grew in church, they don't want to have respect for the things of God. I know sometimes people are doing wrong things, and of course, we should not take in wrong things. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Well, something you are not sure about, you are just talking anyhow. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. And you talk anyhow, you will die for nothing. So there are consequences for disobedience. You know, one time I was speaking to one of my pastors, and I was really surprised that they said someone who left church went and was looking for one of my clip, carried one of my clip, I mean, a message, and took it and said they are talking about her, I mean him, and was saying, imagine what they say. They say, I've left church now. I will suffer. I will regret it. And I was really surprised. Now, I don't have that time to be saying that kind of thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. But if you truly misbehave, if you did the wrong thing, if you like, carry that message, go and put it, say anything you want to say, it will still happen like that. It's the truth. When you want to destroy God's work, there are consequences. Whether you like, if you like, argue. Nobody is arguing with you. You can go and argue on Facebook. Maybe it's Facebook that will cover you when the trouble comes. You can't look at something going on where you go and want to scatter God's work. Are you joking? You want to scatter God's work? He said it would have been better for you to tie yourself and be cast into a river than to cause one of these little ones. Little there means people who are not mature in things of God. You take advantage of their minds, their vulnerability, their ignorance, and you cause them to err. You didn't see it in your Bible? He said it would have been better that you tie yourself on a stone and cast yourself in a river.
Imagine now, as I'm here, I'm trying to scatter another man's work. He has been laboring for years, building people the right way, and I just come and I'm trying to scatter the work. Do you think God will be looking at me like this and be saying, Simon, well done? But of course, I can't stand here and be talking about one person or two person. I'm teaching God's word. I'm teaching the truth of God's word. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes, it's the truth. And you think God is that cheap that when you misbehave in a church, you will now go and register in another church and be claiming you are behaving well? You think God is that cheap? It has been recorded. You were foolish. And whatever you are doing there is camouflage. The real you is a foolish person. You don't know? How many of you have gone outside, your mother see you in the afternoon, and you are behaving well, your mother is just smiling. You are just behaving well, and everybody say, your sister, this is your daughter, now humble pekino, he like work. And your mother say, you see, wait, he like work. You say, down home, you know what your mother mean by down home. You are just pretending there. That's why when your husband just complain after 2 years of marriage, 2 years is too far, 2 months of marriage, that you don't like cooking, your mother will just call your husband and say, my brother, this one, he no like work, oh. You go manage him like that since he don't marry him. Oh. He no like, he lazy. You know, your mothers don't say truth except you marry. Most mothers will not talk truth. But when you marry one day and come for family meeting and they are gisting, if you hear what the mother will say, when she has laughed and forgotten herself, say like this one. I wouldn't wonder who will marry him. When I see say you marry him, it shock me. Because I know him, he don't like cooking at all. He they cook for you. Mommy, you know they cook. Talk him. So he go the manager. He go the manager. And I've observed one trend with second daughters. There's a first daughter in the family, then the one following the first daughter. The second girl child of every home is always prayer point. Most homes. I've observed that thing very well. I'm not saying all. There are some that are quite, you know. But most. From my house. I observed it. The first one is very. First thought, you know, when I was growing up, one of the things I was begging God. I say, God, if you will permit me, allow me to marry the first daughter of any house, because I want peace. That's what I told God. I say, God, if you, I've watched first daughters, the way they behave, they are so wise. Only a few behave stupidly. Only very few. They are very wise. They are very supportive. They are very understanding. They are very sacrificial. In fact, when you want to marry such people, they will not disturb you in a week. But you see that second girls, they don't care. Going through storm, they are on their week for days. When is it entering? When is it coming? The worst. When I'm the one that is second to the last born. Oh my goodness. Then the last one. Yeah, Rabu Shakataba. But of course, not all of them. Not all of them. First daughters are very, how do I put it? Hospitable. They have this home motherly mentality. They can take care of. If you marry a first daughter, I'm telling you the truth. Except you marry another one that has knowledge. Else. If they don't have knowledge of God's word, you are in trouble. I am telling you, anywhere, quote me anywhere. Because the way they grow up will haunt you. You will enjoy that suffering, that thing that happened to them in their house. You are the one that will suffer it in marriage. Because when firstborn is cooking, secondborn now is washing plate and squeezing her face. Thirdborn is playing game. So you are surprised at 100 level, she truly doesn't know how to burn boiled beans. It will shock you. I'm saying fact. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I always, well, there are some foolish firstborn ladies over. but there are very few.
But most of them are bragging about how they behave.
Huh?
Like Ochiria now, she's the first daughter, right? Firstborn, Zev. No wonder. It's only your type that can marry this man. I know him. When I saw that it's Ochiria that Fasema wants to marry, I became consoled. I could tell the level of his impact when I saw the woman he wanted to marry. I just had this peace that allow him. Even if a child is stubborn, there's who you keep the child with, that the child will be, you have peace of mind. So I was very excited that since it was this woman, I don't need to worry about that home again. I should go and check the next house. Because of the kind of mindset. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They all have.
I think our pastors are marrying firstborn very well, though.
She's first daughter. Okay, you see?
You will have discussed your own.
Okay.
It's like you've seen who to marry.
No problem. Pastor Kato has married firstborn, first daughter. Hallelujah to Jesus. My own is first spiritual daughter.
Like I said, if they don't have knowledge, we're in trouble. This one have knowledge.
I know. If not, my wife is last born. You will know.
What was our relationship? I saw all the evidence.
I think I asked her, are you last born? She said yes. I said, yeah.
There were times I was pampering her. I was shocked. I talked to her, she started crying. I said, sorry. Sorry. She'll be crying. So she'll just stand. I say, hi. And I say, me, come close to you. You've not seen anything. I'll move and come back. I say, stop that thing you are doing. You're embarrassing me. Oh, yeah, come. She'll now watch in the car. I say, hey, God. What have I entered inside? You know, and it's too late. I can't go and talk anything because Ochiria warned me that time. She told me, Pastor Simon, to my face. She said, sir, if you leave Mama T, this church will scatter out. I said, hey. Do you know that thing she told me? I always used to think about it. Not because I'm planning anything. One day she just heard me joking with Mama. I said, you, the way you are behaving, I'll just tell Pastor Simon to arrange one choir gift for me. And I'm like, she now said, sir, if you try that one in this church, it will scatter. I said, Ochiria, it's not me you know first before you know Mama T. You know, and many people are like that. When pastor marry wife and show church, then pastor now have problem with wife. Do not follow wife and leave pastor. Why? Why is it like that? Do you know many pastors are scared of their wife? They are very scared. Because they are like, ha, if anything happen, church has scattered. The greatest nightmare of any pastor is divorce. If they hear divorce, they'll start crying. They know they are finished. And that's why if you want to marry as a pastor, you must marry right. Take your time. Go beyond curves, edges, and all those things. And think. Think. And some people looking for the balance. Your life will not balance. So just hear God. You know, some of you are very funny. You want to calculate. He said, okay, she get front, she get back, she like God. I go just help her like the God more. Small. She not to like God like that. Then I go marry him. And God is speaking to you about who to marry, but you don't like what you are seeing. It's not emphasized enough. You are entering trouble because you cannot use that logical mind to do what is right. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Am I now saying, there's a question somebody asked me. It was not a question, I was just even thinking out loud. Am I now saying that anybody that we think is beautiful should not be married to? Because at some point now, a young man may be led to a beautiful, in his heart now, a beautiful, maybe what everybody considers beautiful. And as he's going to the lady, you say, this is my flesh, oh, she fine. And why I don't like her? You have to learn how to hear God. That's just a solution. You can marry a woman that looks like mermaid and she's God's will. How do we even know Mami Water self that we used to talk that to me? You know, one time I was watching this relationship talks where you'll be talking. You know those ones that used to break balloon? Yeah. So you just don't know how you start watching them. So I was just interested in one I was watching. And they asked the lady, what kind of a man do you want? For the first time in my life, she said, I'm tall, so I want a short king. I said, hey. Everybody should come and record this, you know. I have never seen this in my life. I mean, there are people interested in the Apostle Peter. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Peter is not actually short. He's just there. Just brief. He said he's just brief. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, some people have their choices. God has... Somebody will not say that. No, it's God that worked in her to want short... She said, I want a short king. My heart did... Not because it was a bad thing, but because I have not heard a lady say that in a long time. You see ladies here. Well, who do you want to marry? I want to marry that man. Oh. Everybody go cut their coat according to their size. No. And one time I was watching some tall guy. They say, what kind of height? Tall guys. All of them thought they say short. They want ladies that will reach them here. I said, why is life like this? Short girls want tall guys. Tall guys want... Short guess. I'll be medium high guess. I don't know which one exactly. Me is just God's will. You know, one time my wife wanted to set me up that I should tell her my spec. I said, it's you. She said, no, tell me. I said, you are my spec. Leave me alone. What kind of trouble is that one? I said, okay, tell me before you became born again. What? I said, you were. You are, you will be. That setup, I'm warning all of you, they asked you that stupid question. Run away. I ran and locked my room. I said, I'm not going to fall to this temptation. I am your speck eternally, from time past to time eternal. You are. Hallelujah to Jesus. And all of you, stop those speck things. What kind of get you onto my... What's that? What kind of guy do you want to marry? Wait. Give me a pen. My husband, no DJ Sema. I never see my husband. They are talking about the flesh. I'm talking about the flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everybody have one funny speck. Your God's will is looking at you. You are looking for speck. You know that eventually you love this, your God's will, as your speck. Eventually. You know, I've heard pastors now, they are doing this funny teaching recently. They say, marry what you like. Oh, I don't want to hear anything in marriage. I know why this thing. Why did they not ask them, did you marry what you like? You hear them saying, no, my wife was very supportive, she was serving the Lord, and the Lord said that's her, and I married her. You, none, it has come to a point that I tell you, marry, use your head. They tell you, marry what you like. You ask pastor, you marry what you like. I mean, you marry what you call like. How many times have you seen old men, successful men, they ask them this question? What should I do as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 26? Give me an advice. They will not tell you to be hardworking and the rest. And they will not say, the most important one, who to marry is most important. Sometimes, as young people, you will think that thing is a stupid statement. What do you mean? You know, in a world now full of divorce, you'll be wondering, you would not really remain the same after a divorce. The truth is that it will be very difficult, even if you want to recover, it will be very difficult. You know, one time I was talking to my wife, she was telling me about somebody she knows that got married, and I think less than a year or so, they are divorced. I'm like, what is happening in this world? Less than a year? Of course, that's in the flesh. Are you listening to me? You think, imagine those two people before they got married, the way they liked themselves. Imagine the kind of Indian film they were playing. Imagine the way they were telling themselves, if it's not you, I will die. If it's not you, I will not breathe. Imagine all those things. After everything, they still carried their tutu leg and went to lawyer, scattered this marriage. Because they thought that whatever they were feeling can sustain them forever. To prove to you that love, true love, is not emotional mismanagement. It's not butterflies in the belly. It get the way they do me for my stomach. If I see that girl, I nearly die. I nearly want to die. Kayari and then tie tap kawai kaya lana. Tana brigit. Umba kiba siridia. All those stupid lies. See me now, see our absence. Jesus, there was a time I told a lady I love her. I didn't even know what was wrong with me. So I love you. I went back home. I was not chatting with the lady. I was like, Otuko, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thought I was in love. That's what is happening to some of you. Like, you think you are in love. You are in lust. Not love. That's why ladies don't fall in prey, because you are more at disadvantage. Don't fall in prey. You, even if he cried, slap his head. Get off of my front. Don't fall in prey. I'm telling you. Most of these people, they are lusting over you. They are not in love with you. Immediately, their lust is satisfied. They will block your number. That's when their eyes, the scales will fall off. You say, I was blind, now I see. I'm telling you the truth. You watch Nigerian movies. After they get pregnant, I'm pregnant. I don't understand. What are you saying? I mean, what happened last 3 weeks? I am not pregnant. I beg you. Then it will be like Nollywood to you. Please go and look for the father of that baby. I don't know you. I have never had anything. Family members will come. I don't know how. Area people will say, yes, we have seen them together. And say, it was evangelism. Because the young men are imagining, me now, daddy, how? Wait till I get, wait till I don't achieve. See me, 200 level, 300 level, daddy is going for NYC. Hello, baby girl. I'm going for NYSC, yeah? Daddy just graduated. Set 215 with my child, Kingin. They can't imagine that. They want to finish NYSC, have a job, but they don't want to wait before they have the marriage experience. They want marriage experience before marriage. It's a devil. Do not give in to the flesh. It's a devil. And there's always consequences when the devil leads you astray. There's only consequences. A lady is more at the damaging side. Because the worst that happens to ladies is that when they don't accept you, which most young people will not, the next option is that most of them, when you tell, even as pastors, we tell them, keep that pregnancy. I remember I had met somebody before. I was praying in BSU, in back technical block. Just praying, and I saw her name in the realm of the spirit. She used to be my classmate way back in secondary school. I saw her name and I saw danger. And I kept on praying. The Lord said, call her and warn her that there is danger. So I called and she didn't know me as a pastor. So when I said, it's Simon, I want to give you a prophetic word, she started even laughing. So embarrassing. Because she knew me in class as Simon. And now I'm Pastor Simon. I said, the Lord said, there's danger. She said, laughing. Simon, where you become pastor? And laugh. I said, okay, I don't hear you. She ended the call. I was still in the prayer room. I just left, handed my call, and I went home and gave God praise. 2, 3, 4 days later, she called. I was with my roommate. My roommate said, if he see that lady, he will beat her. Till now, he always said, if I see that lady, she deserves flogging. Because when I'm talking, he's always hearing me talk with the lady. Started crying. Simon. But now I'm Pastor Simon. I used to be Simon. Now I'm Pastor Simon. What's wrong? Stop crying. I'm pregnant. I joked with you. I did not understand. I said, God, let God have mercy. I said, how? Can God take the baby back? I said, no. The gifts of God, children are what? Gifts from God. And the gift of God are without word. Even if you repent now, you still have the child. It's a gift from God. And of course, consider that child a gift. As I am preaching, that's a destiny. Don't destroy. That's probably an apostle that will shake the world. There's no preaching I did not preach on. When I finished preaching here, enter here, I went. I just wanted to justify myself and preach. Before I know, she had aborted. I got angry. I shouted on her on the phone. And I told her to be serious with God. 3-4 days later, 5 days later, I was praying again, moving. This is how I pray those days. Moving in the class, and I still heard her name. I said, no, God, if I call this lady, I'll be looking like a disgrace. Because somebody should not be stupid like this. I believe she has repented. She now has sense. The Lord said, call. The prophetic is very dynamic. Let me tell you how powerful the prophetic is. He's preaching right now. Stand for instance. He's preaching. I'm seated. Or he's leading a song. I'm just watching. And Lord told me, he just finished fornicating. What will make me believe what the Lord is saying with that kind of powerful ministration I'm seeing? I should have been cultured a long time how God speaks to somebody. Alright? I know the way God speaks to me uniquely. And when I hear that, I try to clean my spirit ear very well. I see here the same thing. And I'm like, something is wrong somewhere. You know, people are not very discerning. I can sit in an atmosphere and tell that this worship, this word is not effective. Something is wrong. Something is altering the flow in the spirit. I can tell this person's spirit is not alive. It's called discernment of spirit. It's one of the abilities of a prophet. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirit. Are we together? But what will make you believe? So I called her again. I said, The Lord said to me that you will make the same mistake. She said, ha ha ha. She laughed. Prophet Simon, it's not like I'm not believing you, but not this time now. I have sense. Habba, I can't make one mistake. She laughed out loud. I said, well, anyways, at least there was some respect because the first one worked. Well, just be careful. Even me, I was wondering, why will you make? But when I just said, felt like telling you what my heart told me. I ended up the call. 1 week later, people of God, 1 week later, or a little bit over 1 week, I received the call. Christ, my roommate just collect the phone and look at the name. He started doing that. He said he will blow the girl. He was wondering, how can somebody be that stupid? Who was the call? The Simon, it has happened again. It has happened again. I felt like a stupid person here. If I wanted to end the call and say, you are stupid. Go and look. I understood what Jonah went through. And for a moment. But I had to just talk. Because if I don't even listen to her, God will not be happy with me. So I had to hear. If not me, I will throw that phone away and continue living my life. To hell with whatever is happening. How will you not hear what? It happened again. What happened? Your own mattress, I'll tell you exactly what she said. What happened? I thought. God spoke to you and you promised me. You even laughed about it. Yes, I thought I was wise. I used whatever protection. Blah, 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 blah. I said, do you know this God? I asked that question. You think you are wiser than this God? He's at the end telling you about the beginning. He has seen all the mistakes. He has seen all the failures before he told you, don't do it. And you didn't hear? I'm ready to repent. I'll follow God now. Blah, 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 blah. Now, let me cut the long story short. What I want to say. I'm not trying to mock her or whatsoever. God bless her wherever she is. I can't even tell where she is, okay? I preached. I was getting weak as I was. I knew she would still do it. She still aborted. I got offended totally at her. I didn't even pick a call again. I think after a few days, that's when I returned it. And I just told her to be serious with God. And that me, I've tried for her. But I was just very straightforward with her. And to cut the long story short, one time I was in Kaduna and I was led to check up on her. So I remember I was around the vicinity where their house was and she led me to the house. So I went with my friend. And when we entered and saw her in her family house, we could not believe it. She was so looking like she had obesity. The beautiful lady I know in secondary school looked so fat, like, and shapeless. I asked her, I called her name, what happened to you? She started crying. Pastor Simon, I don't know. My heart, since those things
came back. I don't understand my heart. This and that and that. Tears filled my eyes. I didn't know what to tell her. This lady was the talk of the day in secondary school. Such a beautiful lady. And right now she's seated in the house of her father. Know what is coming for her. Looking all big. I tell you, even if I was the one God led to that lady, I would ask God, are you sure? Because of what I've seen, I'm being honest with you people. I'll be asking, Michael, did you speak? Who sent you to speak for God? I'm telling you the truth. Because of what I'm seeing. I'm not saying this person is fat. I'm saying this person is, I don't know, just matter. I don't know what kind of sickness is that. I don't know what truly happened to her. And that's when she wants to be now serious. In fact, she was not sounding like she was like she doesn't care about anything in life. And I was now advising her to be serious with God. So sometimes, I'm not saying it was too late for her. Of course, God can still touch her and anything can happen. Are we together? But look at the point. When we say learn from experience, we're not saying wait to have your own experience. When you hear other people's experience, learn from it. All this mumu mumu love, say, my heart is boiling. You meet, you are now kissing yourself. It grows, oh. You will kiss. Nobody is watching you. You come and you lead prayer and you lead worship. I mean, if you have some of your hatred, this will tell you I was never left behind. I know when somebody is not in the right state of the spirit. I can tell anytime. In fact, there's a certain smell you smell when you come around me. I'm giving you an expo. And you cannot hide the smell because you don't know the smell. I can tell by God's grace. I can tell. I've never been left behind. And I'm never worried of finding out something. I will never look at you and say, Father, show me about this person. I've never done it. I've never done it in my life. If I know late, at least I still knew. I'm just okay to know at any time I want to know. I may not know everything. I'll just call and ask a question. Is this person okay? Are you listening to me? All this little you hug unnecessarily. In our church, we don't believe it. If you like, go and argue. Hug transformer. I still don't believe it. If you are dating, you are not married, don't hold yourself in this church. If we catch you, we are in trouble. After service, you hold yourself and you are doing husband and wife. If we catch you, except you are married, don't try that rubbish. And of course, we are giving instruction. Don't visit each other. Say we are dating, we are seeing each other. For what? To talk about the wedding? They say this pastor is preaching grace, but he practices law. I agree. The ones that are practicing grace, how did they end? When people are indisciplined, that's the rubbish they keep on saying. God said, I'll give you a wisdom and a mouth that your enemies will not gain. See, it's not pride. I'm not trying to be proud. Am I boasting about my discipline? The reason why I want to be disciplined is because I understand the word of God and I'm willing to accept discipline. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He that the Father loves, he disciplines. It's the love of God that wants you to discipline yourself or to receive discipline from the Lord. And I've told you, like Paul will tell his followers, follow me as I follow Christ. I always ask my boys, when have you ever heard in this church that a lady came to my house and was cooking for me in the house? As a single person. You have heard that this one was happening, that one was happening, that some choir guests, some technical guests, some they just went to prayer. Where did you hear? Who know? How many people know my house? By God's special grace. Who can carry their phone and tell me, we have chatted and say, how was your day? Apart from knowing anything that concerns us as a lady. Nobody. I'm not trying to boast in the flesh. Maybe somebody may watch and say, you are boasting irregularly. No. It is that I should point out that you have to learn from your pastor. Paul says, follow me as I want. Follow Christ. As long as we don't have anything to discuss casually, there is nothing to discuss. I'm not saying people cannot be brothers and sisters or friends, but of course your talking should have limits, parameters. What are friends asking about? Let me see what you are wearing. Can we have a video call? Are you mad? Let me see your beautiful face this afternoon. Switch to a video call. That's a brother and a sister in Christ. Less truth and dare. Like somebody I was counseling before said, less truth and dare. Truth or dare, I mean. You are doing truth or dare. You are not just a serious Christian. No, that's just the point. You are not just a serious Christian. Are you listening to me? Else, you allow discipline to have its full course on you. Somebody wants to marry you, he's telling you, I'm not ready to see your pastor. And you trust that person. They know your pastor will catch that demonic heart. They know. They know your pastor. In fact, they've had vision where your pastor cast them. So I'm not ready to see. If you hear that word, you run away. You are ready for love, but you're not ready for responsibility. Me, I used to talk through. You enter my office with nonsense, I will tell you immediately. It's your cup of tea now to fall a prey or not. And not everybody. You see, I was telling leaders yesterday. I said one of the good skills of a good manager, is supervision. You must learn to supervise the people God has given you. Give them responsibility, supervise them. That's why some of you will be telling you to even post flyers, will be reminding you to post. It's not, you know, the point is this: as long as they are reminding you, you are a babe in Christ, a babe. They are reminding you when to pray. Yeah, you are just a babe, and it's not a problem. We can allow you to be a babe like that till you go and meet Jesus, but there are consequences. You will suffer a lot of limitations in this world. In mature Christians, we want to boost the kingdom. You know, some of you are trying to boost personal brand, not kingdom. When it's your own thing, you can post. When it's anything that concerns you, even if it's in the kingdom, you will post. But when it's kingdom, the lab, like Hafsa will say, you are not ready to post. That point now, it is showing how greedy you are. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's showing how greedy you are. And how self-centered you are. And how childish you are. A mature Christian will post the word of God every time on their status. Will post their local church every time on their status. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because your own measure of kingdom advancement is through your local church. How much you are participating in your local church. When they say serve God's kingdom, are you going to carry the kingdom entirely to be serving? We are part of God's kingdom as a local church. So how much you are serving God in the local church is how much you are, the quarter to which you are actually giving your service to the kingdom. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? But some people don't want to take this understanding on their inside. They think it's a very shallow understanding. It's a very powerful understanding. And it's for the mature. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that's why you see that some have caught it, some have not. Amen. So when you see people behave like that, there's a culture in church that before you get into a relationship, don't allow, if a guy is coming, of course, as a guy, we've even said, before you enter a relationship, try to see your pastor. You are not stealing now. Shebi, God led you to marry. Are you a thief? You want to kill anybody? To fall in love, is it to kill somebody? You are a man, you want to marry. You are scared to come and meet another man. How do you marry if you cannot talk to somebody man to man? Okay, how will you go and meet her father? You know, you think you have mind till a lady will say, my father say he wants to see you. Oh my God. You will start sweating from everywhere. The first day I went to Mama T's house, oh Jesus Christ. I was entering and asking myself, what am I doing here, Lord? Am I really ready? I heard they can ask questions. And they did not form my hand at all. They asked all the questions. Listen, that family asked questions. If you want to marry from the IUS, prepare. You have a lot of questions to answer. Jesus Christ. I will sit down to say, 1 minute again, I will stand up. What's that question I thought of now? No, sir, I'm forgetting. No. There was nothing that did not ask me question. No. Even if the animals were talking, they would have asked question that day. One of the funniest questions I heard was, the way you look fine, they say you have fine girls in your church. I hope if you carry our daughter, it will not break her heart. Oh, I looked at the lady. I didn't even know what answer to give. I looked at the lady. So I said, no, I will not. So one of their elder said, who actually agreed that they'll do that thing? That man, they should ask him. He has never actually done anything outside with his wife. We started laughing. He said, no man will answer. No, it's a very stupid question. I said, they should stop asking me questions. You know, you look at a man who is ready to cheat on you and you ask him, will you cheat on your wife? He will start crying. Me? Cheat on my wife? Oh no, I am.
will happen? She said, why would she teach the thing that of me? Am I that bad looking? God, have mercy. Have mercy. I will not cheat.
That's a cheater. They call them cheetos.
Odogu cheat. They can cry. They've mastered the art of Ramsinua, Van Vika, and the Jimaik. They've mastered the art. They know how to start the conversation. You see it on Facebook now, what some boys are doing. I don't know if you have come across that video. They will see a lady on the road. They will now talk to the lady and collect the number. The lady will be thinking they are interested in them. Meanwhile, it is an experiment. Then the lady will go and sit down at home one day and see a video online. How she was blushing to rubbish, to something that was not existing, and at the end gave her number and said, call me please. Experiment. These people, young men have known women. See, I'm telling you the fact. Men, should I tell them this thing? Maybe I should keep it for you people. They've known women with sweet words. You just talk too much. You are the sugar in the tea. You are the lily in the valley. Your eye is sharp. Your eye, my God, what is that in your eye? Is that the radiant of the sun? Blah, blah, blah. You know, see something. They know. You must be a tough woman. Are you listening to me? It doesn't mean you are not broken by soft words if they are coming from the right people. But don't allow soft words. Some people are masters of soft words. If our spiritual brothers don't even know anything about soft words, they will just come and be using God. God has told me, I'm going to finish your ear. Worldly guys, let them send you tests. Ladies, do you understand what I'm saying? You see, they say yes. Let them send you SMS. Latifah, you understand me? Huh? Yes, sir. She said yes, sir. Mercy, you understand me? Answer me. You would have won't go in Kaduna boys. I'm not talking anything on this online. They can say the truth, eh? Hallelujah to Jesus. So guard your heart. Guard your heart. As a young man, to guard your heart. Sometimes you see a pretty lady, she doesn't mean bad. She just blink her eye and you are gone. Guard your heart. Lock it. Let me teach you one thing I did about my personality, myself. I think in 100 or 200 level. As a young man, me too, I know beautiful things. So sometimes you'll be talking to a lady before you know. You will be looking at yourself one kind. I should start smiling at you. And before you know, you will not be thinking it's love. And you just foolishly think you're in love. So one time I was talking to myself. I said, is this how foolishly we'll be living all our lives? So I had a principle that when I'm walking like this, firstly I told myself, because my spiritual father led the way, I don't talk. I actually used to chat that time, but of course you can't visit me. Then I graduated from chatting. Now I am refusing to chat, irregular conversation. It helped me to grow in the world. Those energy I used to be talking, how was your day? So tell me about, break it, take your time. I remember a lady told me, say, take your time, break it, event per event. How did it go? Carefully, don't rush it. You take your time, break rubbish. At the end of the day, you have broken hearts. You know? Because you see, those ladies that time, we truly cannot marry them. I'm in Remedias, you're in Remedias. Why am I hoping to marry you? You know, before you know, they married. You are still struggling to finish school. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Imagine a lady in Remedias with me that time. Some of them have like 3 children right now, or 4 children. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we're just wasting our time. Then I graduated to a point. I said, if I'm walking, no matter how beautiful a lady is, I'm telling you my secret. I said, no matter how beautiful or dressed properly a lady is, I will never turn back. I made it a principle. Courage is pretty tough. Now, I call it my principle. Now, it was not easy, of course. Some say, Pastor, it's not easy. Before, you see somebody that God creates, took his time and creates. You look at, you know, what we do in Kaduna is that we appreciate the handwork of God. That's how we covered up those things in Kedi. You see us just stop a lady and say, you look beautiful. God took his time on you, then sister, with our Bible. Oh. And God really worked upon you. Brother, tell her what is in your heart. You see, the Bible says, And when we're done talking, we'll say, sister, go in peace. We'll not collect your number, because we are just sent to appreciate God's mighty work. You can go, sister. I will hold our hands. I'm saying, God is not an easy road. You know, I tell you the truth. Just to, it was more like fun, jokes, and the rest. Of course, I graduated to the point where I say, I will never turn. Some people died, though. And what killed them is that they were watching side mirror. You will not understand. Case full heaven, no case. In full heaven. You go see. What brought you here? Do not show, please. Ah, God. I'm out of my mind. My wife used to watch me. I know her very well. When we're in relationship, I can tell. I know this woman's character. She can pretend. She observes me carefully. And one of the things, the reason why she loves me so much is because I don't turn my back to look at women. Some of you, your girlfriend have caught you plenty times. Do not talk, oh. Say, my God, go help me for this marriage, oh. Even while I'm driving, there's a day, two, she has even spoken to me once. I say, is she beautiful? I say, who is that? Say, her Pastor Simon, you didn't see her. I don't know if she can remember. That former high level roundabout, that one they walked and, you know, they did that underpass. She would have forgotten. Say, hey, you want to say, you know, I said, I did not look. I said, Pastor Simon. You haven't called me Pastor Simon. I saw her briefly, but I did not look at her. And you, can you stop your eye from seeing anybody briefly? All of you now, am I not seeing you briefly as I'm preaching? And she just laughed, but she had faith because she has watched me carefully in her heart. You know how I knew her character? One day we're driving, I'll be walking. She said, see how that man turned and he's looking at that lady. She's observing another man as he turned to look at another lady. I said, what of me? There is no temptation that is not common to every man. If this my wife can observe somebody else she doesn't know, turning to look at the lady, she has been observing me. That was my conclusion. And I said, Father Lord, I thank you. Train yourself in righteousness. It's a training I give myself. That is why by God's special grace, I've not seen the mermaid that will come to this world and make me to have a sleepless night now that I'm married. It's not possible. Even when I was not married, I was not thinking out loud. When I saw who God wanted me to marry, even before I saw who God wanted me to marry, was I talking to all the girls in this church? You were here. I was not. And my members, God has blessed me with members that love me. The first time his wife came to this church, the first word she told me when she saw me after Kabul, she said, Prophet, sir, I love you, sir. That was the first thing she told me. But she still married Pastor Emma. You see? So if I've taken advantage of that love now, it was pure love. I said, I love you too there. I love you. I love you here. I will never forget. She's so bright. She came. She just played around. Prophet, sir. You're so powerful, the meeting. I love you, sir. I love you too. Bless you. And I left. Hallelujah to Jesus. I remember I gave her a name that time. Ochanyakum Abi. I used to give my daughter's name, and it was nothing personal. I gave Amaka Amakam. Amakam means my Amaka, right? Something like that. But if you have not been worked upon on your inside, instead of you to call your daughters good names and leave it at that point, it may not stop there. I always tell my pastors, imagine you have a fellowship and they are beautiful ladies. Firstly, I gave them a principle. I said, let no lady hold your Bible on the end. I said, let no lady what? Hold your Bible after church. After fellowship, because it is trouble you are buying. Imagine three ladies are interested in their pastor, which most times it happens. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Most times ladies are interested in their pastors. Is the truth, is fact. You are sitting down, I mean, beautiful as you are, seeing a young man who is sound. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Disciplined, serving the Lord. How many ladies will say, Lord, if you don't mind, though, let him see me? It's the truth. Why do you think sometimes when a pastor chooses a wife, church used to reduce the number of ladies? Isaiah years ago, I heard when a man of God chose a wife, as he chose a lady slum. She slum immediately. She couldn't believe it. It was not her. After all these years. And sometimes pastors cause those problems. You don't want to marry a lady. You are eating her food anyhow. Anyhow. They cook on her, you eat. They even mix it with draw, you eat. Egusi and draw, you know that soup? You know, ask question, you eat. You know, one day I was telling Pastor something. I said, did they poison me? This church is coming. You would just kind of food that we keep in my kitchen. I said, this today, as I thought bad thing, I will not eat it. You eat it. Sister Sue knows. I said, you go and eat it first. If you don't die, then bring the next one. I don't know, just see food there. Somebody brought food. You'll be asking who will be trying to look for the connection. But I'm talking about those kind of brothers who be eating a particular sister's food. You started eating the food in 100 level. Now you are in 400 level. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go to? He said, you are not the one care. My friend, carry ring and put in that hand. If it's your sister, will you be happy? You ate somebody's food. You know how many hundreds of thousands you are eating? You have eaten like that. The Bible said, hate is so serious. I see men that see food as so important as very foolish men. As they told people, hey, Mary, Mary. I'm telling you, there are brothers that dance like that. When it's beans and plantain. Let me tell you a story about Pastor Imash. Listen. Pastor Imash had so many headaches. I don't want to go into those headaches. He's one of the person that gave me tough time when I was pastor. This man. I will not talk this story. So that Ella will not hear one day. But there are plenty stories. This is not. He has done alcohol. Before we found this woman, he has been doing, he has married in his heart, though. And go every, hey my God, I would not go there. But the most important one I wanted to share. These people were in the house in 9-11. There were like three young men, pastors, who was there. They called a lady on pastor in here to go there and cook them beans. That day I was driving, the Lord told me to bend and enter that particular place in 9-11. Yeah, please. As I entered, I don't even know why I'm going to see them. I do that impromptu visit to my members. If I know your house, I don't come on invite. I will come as I'm led. And if I knock and I hear, I mean, you are taking time, we'll break that door. Immediately, I knock. As I hear him leg moving. Meaning they've heard his prophet. They would have said to themselves, I said, hello, who is here? They would have heard, a prophet. As I opened the door, I saw three boys. I saw somebody bringing Maggi from somewhere with oil. Oh yeah, I was coming. I turned. I said, okay. She saw me. I said, no. I saw beans on the fire. Plenty beans. Now she wanted to wash the beans and mix it up. I said, who sent you this work? Sister, you just called me to come and cook that beans. It was a long time ago. And I called three of them. I said, so I train you people. And you carry them for beans. You call them from the house to come and cook you people beans. You are all in trouble. I said, carry your slipper. I said, go home. These beans will scatter in this spot. If you don't know how to cook it, let it scatter. If I wish it scatter. As I told the lady to get out. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that was not like, but in their own mind, they felt like that was okay. I said, no. As long as you have not married anybody, nobody should go and cook you anything. Especially beans that takes time. Say, Sister Sarah, you know I want to marry you, but I say yes. Come, let me know that you can cook. Come to the house. Come and arrange my house. Let me see how my house will be becoming like when we marry. Come and arrange your house. Okay. We have heard stories, oh. Stupid, stupid stories. And I hear the brother say, Pastor, that's the only thing I can remember. Which useless only thing you can remember? It starts from now. And if you mean business with God, you will not make such mistakes because we are giving you word instructions. Some of you, sometimes you just, this sense of arrival just happens to you and you start misbehaving. This sense of arrival, you have probably quoted one revelation here. Somebody say, you can't forget it. So if you are Prophet Simon, you would have died because this, I started getting it from 16 years old. I'll be preaching here, was the first one. Before when I came to BSU, I changed it because now it's my congregation. I say no more, let it be glory. Let it be word, man. Not, like someone wants to poo-poo. And you'll be thinking about the, they said. Wow, she thinks my revelation is cute, man. You were leading song. Can we just lift, let's lift your hands. And she was crying. That's the one. The one is crying. Jesus Christ. You go back home. You shake your friend. I used to have those friends. I almost called their names. Thank God I did not call. Very beautiful singers. I mean, in my own opinion, I've not seen people who sing like that till today. They even helped me to really blend my own voice. I'm telling you the truth. I met them in my remedial days. We were staying, three of us, before I was able to get my own space. Not like I was even able. I was staying. They told me to come and stay with them. So is it, I will be going. They didn't even know me. They'll be going for administration. They'll carry me. So one day I told them, I said, no, I was not raised this way. So they now had a particular church where they now submitted to. Finally, that's when I understood this guy's character. I sang in the Remedias Fellowship once. And after I sang, now they were talking to a lady that told them about me. And they came to the pastor, Simon, I mean, we hear you can sing. I said, not really. Said, no, the way that lady spoke about you, she said you can truly sing. And so they made me to sing, and somehow they wanted me close. And so I was watching the activities. One plays the keyboard and can sing very well. The other one is very good in music and leading the choir, but he doesn't play any musical instrument. And one day in their house, they started talking about what they do in church. Like a joke, but it's the truth. He said, you were singing worship. When you were singing worship, then that new girl just entered. You started doing one useless ad lib as if the Holy Ghost was pushing you. Then the guys started laughing. And I knew that it was what they were saying about him was right. The other one now said, you hypocrite. When he get enter, he started hitting your neck. Ooh, I was doing his on keyboard. You think I said, oh my God. I said, this is what Christian brothers do. I was shocked. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't have, see, you sang, things happen, you preach, things happen. It's not anything. You have not started work. Listen carefully. I'm not trying to boast foolishly. I remember a day. I was very young. Very young. I started with music. My spiritual father called me to the front. He held a mic and gave me. The anointing was so strong. People were praying. He said, lead a song. When I raised this song, I couldn't even sing in English. I started singing in another tongue. As I lifted up a song, the whole church, I'm not exaggerating, we're on the ground, the whole congregation. After the meeting, he called me and said, you've not started anything. Are you listening? I took that as the best thing that happened to me that day. I have not started anything. I'm telling you, this is true life story. I'm not trying to fake. I tell you what happened. I've never seen that kind of thing before. I just led a song and I saw, as I opened my, everybody was on the ground on the power of the Holy Ghost. I could feel it from my inside. And I did it. But it didn't mean anything to me. Because I had somebody guiding me. I was always listening to him. I was not all perfect. You heard my stories too. There were some cute ladies too I liked in the barracks. I saw beautiful ladies. But the problem is that I never asked anybody out because I was under what? Authority. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I was under authority. I will be foolish to tell you that some of you here, the way you are looking at me, I don't know you like some guests in this church. I'll be foolish to think Melody does not have a crush in this church. I'll be foolish to say Sense does not have a crush in this church. Oh, Donut, if he like, let him come and say, yes, Daddy, no, Daddy, I know he has a crush in this church. I'll be foolish. You know, one day I asked him a question. He was trying to do like this. I said, Aya, tell me the truth. Time for players. He now told me the truth. And I said, why are you lying? He said, something like, you'll be disappointed. I said, who told you I'll be disappointed? Look at it. Who told you people I will ever be disappointed? That you like somebody, I will never say, oh, don't. You think my expectation was that you never like somebody? I thought I haven't felt you like five. So I'm even okay that is one you have liked. There are some that like per week. What they will just sit at the bar, one enter, say, oh my God, I thought I've seen it all. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Glory to God forevermore. So learn to live. Even though at this level of your life there may be mistakes, if you are under spiritual authority, if you are listening, you will hardly make the mistakes, or the mistakes will not what? Subdue you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you listening to me? Just listen. Sometimes when you come to my office, for some of you that have spoken to personally on issues, I always ask one question: why are you not listening? When we spoke, why did you not listen? If you listen, you would have solved everything. One time when a meeting, Pastor Peter stood up and said he has an observation that if everybody always listened to prophet, we don't think we would have been in this kind of mess right now. And it's the truth. Because all of these things I'm seeing is a fruit of not listening. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just listen. Who told you will not be rich? Remove your hand from Yahoo. Listen. You are following a lady. I am your pastor. I've been teaching you doctrine. I'm the one that will perfect you to do the work of the ministry. I'm teaching you doctrine, correcting you and the rest. I'm your pastor. You enter relationship as a woman. You are hiding it. You are whining yourself. You are whining yourself. At the end, who will suffer? Is it me? It's not me. Listen, the most spiritual ladies make mistakes if they don't follow authority, follow instructions. Submit to the most. I shared a story for you people in the leaders group. Can you remember? I don't know if you extended it to your department. The lady that was advocating for purity, remember that story? How that spiritual father was advocating for purity. We'll go to schools and preach on purity for teenagers and the rest. And one time somebody somewhere, a fake apostle, was already observing. He didn't start with I love you. He started with gifts. Notes of appreciation. I want to appreciate the grace of God on your life. If there's nobody in this world telling you are doing well, I want to be the one telling you I recognize the hand of you. And there's no string attached, just to acknowledge you. God bless you. Serpent did like that for over 2 months. Very patient. Satan is very patient, though. Very patient for over 3 months. Did not say anything. One day he answered, he's tired of hiding it. He thinks he likes her, but he's not forcing her for a relationship. Oh, see the devil again. He just wants her to know. She now went back. She'll be thinking of that stupid seed he has sown in her heart until she started liking him. Because what is there? Spirituality. He ticked the boss. Handsomeness. He ticked the boss. He's emotionally available. You know what? These criminals are very emotionally available. These criminals. We that are very straightforward, sometimes we are not emotionally available. But all these thieves, they are very emotionally available. Remains, sometimes we'll be lacking in aspects. Remain like us. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But it's not good, though. We should still be emotionally available. Do you understand? But remain, they are not always emotionally available. You understand? You know, one time my wife said, "But Simon, did you see my hair?" I said, "Yes." But you did not say. I said, "I wanted to say, this is a lie. I wanted to tell you how beautiful this hair is. You need, when you want to say something beautiful, you take time. It rises from the deeper places of the spirit. There was a wind. It was coming out. It took a few seconds, but you scattered it. Anyways, you look beautiful. But I would have told you better. Wait till we have sweet mouth, though. With time, what happened to that sister? She started sneaking to go and see the apostle, the so-called apostle. Started hiding it from her spiritual father. The spiritual father called her, asked her, she said, no, nothing. Meanwhile, somebody who was a virgin, now is up more than 10 times. And the man is promising her what? Marriage. And anytime he said, go, let's go and see our spiritual father, she would say, no. He would say, no. I don't think your spiritual father will like me. Then the spiritual father did his personal research, went and found out about this man. He has given birth to children. He has a wife, giving birth to 2 children, left them somewhere, and is somewhere else doing ministry.
And when he broke the news to the lady, she nearly fainted. This is what is happening. And it was too late for her, because she had, not too late, she came out of the mess and continued living her life. But she learned something she would never forget in her life. And I think I like the last part of the story. She said, when the spiritual father asked her, he called her name and said, what is happening to you? As he said, what is happening? She just bursted into tears. It happens. You know, sometimes when we say that statement, that is very, very even concerning, and say, don't marry outside the camp, it's as if we don't want you to marry God's best for you. No. A lot of times, check it out. Do you love the Lord? Every lady here, do you love the Lord? You want to serve the Lord? You want to live for Him all your lives? Huh? You need a man, whether you go to Johannesburg or UK, you need a man that thinks like you to be able to serve the Lord. And as a man too, you need a woman that thinks like you to be able to serve the Lord. I am hitting my chest and telling you people, if Pastor Emma is not married to Ochanya, or Ochanya is not married to Pastor Emma, two of them would have not been in this ministry today. Especially Pastor Emma. My daughter. She's my daughter. Hallelujah to Jesus. When I knew that Pastor Emma would serve God very well was when he chose Ochanya. When I saw it, I said, this one will stay. He'll stay for God go long. Because of the choice he's making. That's how it's supposed to be. When you make the right choice, we know that this your serving God will take a lot. You get what I'm trying to say? But if you want to marry now, Pastor Emma is looking at one silly queen. You know, my God, I don't want to go there. I put my ground though. It will not happen. Get me? I say it will not happen. It's not in this church. In fact, I added wallahi because he thought I was joking. So I said wallahi, it will not happen. Just go and break her heart. That's not the one. No wonder he came to me. He says, I'm seeing serpent. He just kept quiet. And truly, I saw serpent. It was a serpentine spirit those days. He was just talking to me. I said, I'm seeing serpent. Remember? I said, I'm seeing serpent. Don't make that choice. It's not like the lady is a snake. It's that the spirit sponsoring this love is not of God. You know what the name is called? Leviata. Leviata. Does that name sound familiar? These are the spirit operates. You just see the game. Say, oh boy, Jesus Christ, what are they see like this? That's trace that spirit is in operation. Oh boy, see back. Jesus Christ, the spirit is in operation. Even if you call Jesus, that spirit is in operation. You want to know that the spirit is at work in you as a lady? You look at the man's chest and say, oh my God, what the heck is this? What kind of broad shoulders is this? You think it's only men? I like he lives. He limp. He red. I like that. That you look at a woman and say you like her. Because, you know, one time a lady was talking to me and said to me, "Is it some boys are so foolish that you just carry this red, what is it called? They will just start falling in love. They don't know that your mouth is big. Your mouth has, your real lips is dry. When you just see that red, you just, oh boy, see Celine Dion. Nigerian Celine Dion. Okpoga Celine Dion. Well, all of you, you will not make mistakes. God will lead you, huh? He will lead you to the right persons. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. Bow your heads and pray. Worship the Lord. Give Him glory.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.